fireworks may be the most memorable part of July 4th celebrations, but capturing fireworks with your camera can be tricky. Even the biggest, most vivid displays never seem to come out right in pictures. For some expert tips on photographing fireworks, we spoke with David Rivera. He's the owner of George's Camera and Video in San Diego. And David Rivera recommends using a digital camera.
You want to look for a nighttime photography mode or a bulb setting. If you don't own a tripod, you want to set the camera on a still object. When the fireworks go off, you don't have a whole lot of time to prepare because you don't know when the burst is actually going to be visible. So you're going to use the bulb setting, hold the camera shutter open. We recommend that you use a black card or a lens cap and hold it over there until you visibly see the fireworks going off. So you pull it away, the fireworks go off. As soon as they're gone, you put the lens cap back over the lens.
That's David Rivera, owner of George's Camera and Video in San Diego. For those who prefer their fireworks small and backyard safe, there are a few options. In California, some counties allow the sale of what are called safe and sane fireworks. They sparkle and make noise, but don't cause real explosions. Phantom Fireworks is one of the country's biggest suppliers of these safe fireworks. We visited their Southern California warehouse for a demonstration.
Hi, this is Maury Dim. I'm the regional manager for Phantom Fireworks in Southern California. And I'm in the backyard of our main warehouse in Santa Fe Springs, and we're about to set off some really cool fireworks. This one is the New Yorker fountain. What we sell in California is called Class C non-explosive. And so they don't blow up. They make noise, they sparkle, they fizzle, they put on a great light show, beautiful colors, and it's good entertainment for the family. The selling period for fireworks in California is only from June the 28th to July the 4th. So it takes us, we spend a whole year preparing to do our business in 4 to 6 days. Logistically, it's an incredible feat of placing the stands and lining up all the permits. Every city has a different ordinance and a different regulation, and doing our business and then shutting it all down. Put some water on it. Okay. This is called the Whistling Phantom. I'm going to light them now.
You want two?
Two.
We can do two.
Might as well. I love fireworks. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Whistling Phantom. This is called the Apache Fire Dance Fountain. Obviously, you don't do this in your house, and you want to keep it away from structures as far as you can, and also you want to keep children back and safe. Safety is the key to enjoying a fireworks show. Thanks for coming down to Phantom of Southern California.
That's Maury Dim, regional manager of Phantom Fireworks in Southern California. He spoke with Day-to-Day's Rob Sachs.